Guys, so I'm Dan. I'm associate professor at the Faculty of Forestry in Brasov, and I'm going to chair this wonderful session. So we have 20 minutes after that, brief questions, and I present Jiri. It's okay? Yeah, Jiri, okay. With his very nice presentation, we'll see. Good luck. You have the floor. 20 minutes.
Thank you. Hello. Good morning. My name is Jiri Fejfár, and I'm going to show you something about the system which we are developing, which is called NFiesta. It means New Forest Inventory Estimation and Analysis System. Maybe in the beginning, I would like to ask you if you are some foresters here and statisticians. Okay, and the rest probably software developers, yes. So I will try to focus. So the outline, what I'm going to speak about, why to develop some new system to do forest inventory. So I will show some existing systems, maybe try to make some comparison. I will try to say what is our system special in, what is new in our approach, and after that I will like to focus to the implementation, because it is a PostgreSQL extension, so maybe I can show you how we are developing this extension, and maybe you can do it also with your projects to connect it to PostgreSQL that way. And after that, I would like to talk about how we are implementing the metrics calculations. And I would like, if you have some notes, maybe to tell me your ideas how to do. Hello. How we can maybe make it better. And after that, we have performed some case studies. Some of them are published, some not. So I will speak about that. So, existing systems, the name NFiesta we are using is after maybe this system, Fiesta, which was created in Switzerland in 97, and also it is a little bit it is not very good that in US Forest Service created also system called Fiesta, so it is some the name is very similar, and also in Switzerland Andreas Hill created forest inventory package in R. This software is also in R, and also there exists eForest system, which was created by the group Enfin. And this is a PostgreSQL extension, and in fact we are somehow extending what is already has been implemented in eForest. So what is new in our system? We are tightly trying to implement something called continuous Horowitz-Thompson theorem, which is a statistical approach. How you can make estimates from the continuous populations. It means that if you, it depends in NFI where how is designed your grid of plots where you are measuring the properties of the forest, and because the you are selecting plots from a continuous space, the probability that you will select one particular plot is zero. So there is some. Something called the probability density of the selection of the plots, and this is what we are using. So I can say that our software is based on some well-known statistical approach. What is the result of that? That we can estimate the totals. It means, for example, total of biomass, total of volume for the wood volume, without known exact map of forest, because the forest has a quite complicated definition. So, if you are thinking that you can map it, it can be really tricky or problematic. So, we are not. Trying to tell that we know exact map of the forest, and we are only estimating, for example, area of forest. This is from the perspective of statistic, and what is also novelty of our approach is that it is not R package or something like that, but it is a database extension. So you can load the data, there are some constraints and checks and that. Here is some diagram what you can do with our system. So you can, of course, configure some estimates. It means to tell what will be the modal, what will be the auxiliary data, because you can use in our system also the auxiliary data from remote sensing, for example, some airborne images or something like that. So this is the estimation configuration part. After that, you can perform the calculations, and after that, you can store all the results and all these things. We have some limited documentation of our system, and one of PDF which are links are here included. So in this PDF, there is described how to use the system. So now about software implementation. I would like to tell something what is implemented, what is not implemented, and basically it is just a collection of some tables and functions in database, so nothing complicated. So I will check the time, maybe. Okay. Our system consists of 47 tables and 17 functions which helps you to interact with the system. It has no graphical user interface or something like that, so you can maybe connect it to your existing PostgreSQL data or something like that. You can do some management of field data and auxiliary data. The auxiliary are called the, for example, data from remote sensing or LiDAR or something like that. Our modals, which we are using, are linear. It means we have no non-linear modals. Forest inventory packages, there are also included some more complicated models. We just focused on linear model. Also this is maybe important, that spatial data, the precise position of the plots, are not mandatory from the for the computation. So it is important because a lot of countries, for example, do not want to provide their position of the plots because it is quite sensitive information. See?
For illegal logging.
Maybe. There are many reasons. The project of measuring the data can be very long, so they don't want people know where are plots to not somehow bias the results or something like that. Our system was designed to be able to compute, for example, estimates on areas covering many countries, like for example Alps or Carpathians, and you can fill the data without their position, just telling which areas they belongs to, and we can make estimates on that areas without it is not necessary for the countries to provide the plots positions for us. So what is not implemented? We are not dealing with data upload. If you would like to insert data in our system, you do it, for example, with some ETL existing software, or use foreign data wrappers, PostgreSQL, or do it yourself. So we are not telling how to upload data or insert data. And we have no plans to implement this. I think that's it. This is a structure of the database. The red tables are just lookup tables with some code. Here you have, for example, table of plots, table of clusters, because usually in some countries the plots are grouped to clusters. And there are also panels. It means that usually in NFI there are some sets of plots which are visited, for example, in 1 year, and another set visited in another year. So they are organized to some panels. So this is this part. And here we have a quite complicated part of the database, which is dealing with the configuration of the estimates. So the models, for example, variables which are used, and the final results are here in this table. Tables are storing the data, and also we have functions. I do not know how many, maybe 70 or something like that. And with that functions you can make the configurations. They are somehow documented with database commands, or if you would like to try our system, we will be happy to help you to describe the functions or tell you how to use them. And you can make a configuration. After that you can make the estimation. Also, it can be quite time-consuming to compute the large number of estimates. It can be, for example, it is quite normal to have several thousands of different estimates with different models, and you are comparing it after that. So when it is time-consuming, we are usually doing something in Python. We have such a script which can make, for example, 20 connections if you have 20 CPUs in your server. So it makes the 20 connections and run it parallel. So we are not using the native PostgreSQL parallelization now, because it has some limits. And for example, if you are computed something in parallel and inserting the results in some table, it is not possible. In PostgreSQL you can make a parallelization, but not insert. So we are trying to do that with this hack. Okay, so here is something about how to deal with the matrices in PostgreSQL. It is the biggest problem of that system. I do not know, somebody of you were trying to implement something, some matrix calculation in database in PostgreSQL. Okay, so and you used some type for matrix maybe we can speak about it later. Yes, I will show our approach. The most, I think, simple is to do it in R, for example, or in Python. And you can create your functions which are implemented in R. And for example, here is a simple function which is doing the inverse of matrix. So it is quite easy to do that, but the problem can be if the matrices are large, and in a Horvitz-Thompson continuous approach there is this equation, and you have a matrix which has a size n by n, and it means that, for example, in Czech Republic we have 40,000 of plots in NFI, and it will create the object which has almost 12 gigabytes. And it is not so bad, but we were thinking that maybe we will use the system for some European project where can be many more plots than 40,000. For example, in France I think they have 300,000, and you can make the estimates by the whole Europe, and there can be 500,000 of plots or something like that. And after that the amount of memory will be too big. So we were fighting somehow with this, and finally we have found a solution how to rearrange a little bit this equation to not necessarily have the all metrics in a memory in one time. So this is for now. We have also the reference implementation in R. It means to be sure that equations are implemented properly, we have the parallel implementation in R, which is very simple, and you can compare the results. But the SQL implementation is more fast and not limited to memory problems. So here is a link to the R implementation. And what we are doing now, that matrices are, we are not storing them as some type or something like that, but we are storing them in tables where we have a row index, column index, and value. So it is something which is, I think, similar to sparse matrix approach, which is available in some software like MADLib library or something like that. If you have this representation of the matrices, so for example, what we are using is the inversion of matrix, transposition, and multiplications. So for example, inversion of matrix is done in Python now, so because the matrix to be inverted is quite small. The transposition is something only like changing column as a row and row as a column in the indexes, and matrix multiplication is done like this. I think this approach is not ideal, and PostgreSQL people usually tell about this that it is not good to do such a computations. So we are thinking in the future that we will develop custom type for metrics, something like PostGIS has a raster, or that you can store the tiles of rasters on the rows of the tables. So we would like to do something similar. Here is how to do parallelization in Postgres. So you can create just Python code which will implement multiprocessing library, and after that, just with this call, you can make it run in parallel. So it is quite easy. About installation. Do you know PostgreSQL extensions like PostGIS? Have you ever been installing it? It means there are two ways. One is that you have a Linux package like PostGIS, and you install this package, and after that just you run in SQL this create extension. And if our software is not packaged in Debian, so in Linux, so you have to clone the database, go inside the directory and do make install, and it will do everything for you. So it is not complicated to do the installation. About the license, we were choosing from these possibilities, and finally we selected the EU. European Union public license, which is translated on all the languages, so is valid in Czech Republic, for example. The PostgreSQL extension, we have versions. So for example, if we will found some bug, we can make the fix and deploy it to our partners who are using this software. So it has versioning inside, it has regression testing. We have a quite nice set of data from Czech NFI, which are included in the test suite, so we are running the tests. That was quite a complicated step, but we are very happy that we have set up this. And we have also some virtualization. We are we have a Docker image with that database, and in GitLab it is possible to set up CI, continuous integration. So when I do something in Git, it will spin the Docker image and run the test on that data servers. So here is our links to the CI configuration, and we can see, for example, here that in pipelines that after, for example, branch of or merge of these branches, that the tests are okay. So I would also recommend, if you are doing something with PostGIS or PostgreSQL extension, to connect it to this, that CI/CD platform. So next steps, what we are planning to do, we would like to create custom data type for metrics. I have some prototype here. Maybe, do you know C++ library called Eigen? It is created in Germany, and it has a lot of functions for metrics calculations. So maybe we will not do our implementation. Maybe we will try to make an API to this library. Also, if we will solve some problems where the data will be really big, we are thinking about to make a custom data storage, which is also possible. We have done some case studies. So in test data, 1 minute, okay. In test data, there are included data from Czech NFI. We have a micro case study, which was performed on synthetic data, and we have a case study which was published, and there are really NFI data from France, Germany, Switzerland, and Czech Republic. I will show just some examples how the results look like in a micro case study on synthetic data. So we, for example, performed the estimates on some such a grid, and it is here is a comparison of one phase without any auxiliary data and regression estimator with auxiliary data, data that the performance is better. Here is a link to the presentation of our colleague Adrian Lanz and Radim Adolt with real data from those countries, the case study done with our software. So that's all from my side. So if you have some questions.
I did try Eigen library, so it works really well. If I were you, I would really look into that library or other libraries. And did you also think about porting them to, I'm not an expert, but GPU? CPU, because I hear that a lot of people now are moving to faster companies.
Yes, yes. I think that Eigen library is probably doing something like that, in that some calculations on matrices can be done on a GPU. So maybe if we will use that that Eigen, so it will we will use it. But thank you for this note.
Any other questions? Simply do a comment. So related to the forest inventories, related to the forest inventories in Europe, we need to speak loud to get them open, because now we don't have access to the data to the national forest inventories as well. And yeah, I think you develop a very nice platform, and we should mitigate, because we are a lot of users of forest inventory, national forest inventory data, and not even those type. Only there are private companies that they can share data with that, and maybe we can discuss to create a small group discussing on that, on getting the data to the people. Yeah.